Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Radio Commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. German scientists have grown genetically modified carrots that contain the vaccine against hepatitis B, which they say could dramatically cut the costs of preventing the disease. Now, how can the Europeans reject biotechnology? For more information, visit the Council's website at www.whybiotech.com. Now for today's commentary. We just celebrated Memorial Day. To me, Memorial Day is a time to be thankful for our blessings, a time to reflect on the past and look to the future, a time to evaluate how we measure up in God's eyes. I think we're all grateful to live in the United States of America and for the goodness that our country stands for. That gratitude is only magnified in the wake of last year's terrorist attack. When I reflect on the past, I think of my mother, my father, the sacrifices that they made and the values that they passed on to the family. I stood at their graveside this week, and memories came flooding back. Baseball games, showing pigs at the county fair, my calf at the 4-H show, and also pulling weeds in soybean fields. Have we measured up to the ideals of our parents? From my days at West Point, I recall some of the words of the cadet prayer. More memories. May our religion be filled with gladness, and may our worship of Thee be natural. Encourage us in our endeavors to live above the common level of life. Make us to choose the harder right instead of the easier wrong, and never to be content with a half-truth when the whole can be won. Kindle our hearts in fellowship with those of a cheerful countenance, and soften our hearts with sympathy for those who sorrow and suffer. Help us to maintain the honor of the Corps in doing our duty to Thee and our country, all of which we ask in the name of the great friend and master of all. Amen. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.